Welcome, friends. It's good to be together and have this opportunity midday, midweek to pause and to practice presence with the flow of impermanence. And so we're here, even as we're, moving and disappearing moment by moment. That's what we're all like, kind of falling apart moment to moment on a microscopic and sometimes larger scale. And so is everything else. There's this inseparability between the flow of what's happening in this body and the larger ecosystem of life. Not a mistake. It's just the way things are. And this series on the five remembrances is an invitation into, as we've been talking about, that fading sense of self, right? This sense that somehow we're immune from the larger laws of nature. And we get to remember we are nature, right? We're not separate. Not separate. So, gifting yourself this opportunity to practice in community, and you might just take a moment to acknowledge that we're in community. Sometimes when we sit in in-person spaces, we have that sense energetically. We're sort of tuned in to the presence of other bodies in a space. And I find that it's a helpful practice in this virtual space to bring a measure of intentionality to taking in the energy of those you're sitting with and carrying that awareness into the sit. So, as you feel ready, your gaze might soften or your eyes might close, but let yourself bring with you the awareness of sitting in a circle with others. Arranging the body in a way that is alert, upright, that allows for an experience of energy while simultaneously inviting a measure of ease. So we lengthen through the spine, letting this be a source of steadiness and stability, a way of opening to the strength of our skeletal structure. And then inviting the musculature of the body to hang on the support of the skeleton. A bit like hanging a coat on a hanger in a closet. There's an ease, a minimal amount of effort. And as you settle in this way, inviting a softening and a settling, in those places in the body that can sometimes be reservoirs of tension or tightness, relaxing around the eyes, loosening through the jaw and the throat. Melting shoulders away from the ears. Opening through the palms of the hands. Letting the belly be soft. At ease. And releasing any bracing or impulse towards movement that might be in the lower body. So that your sits bones can come into fuller contact with cushion or chair. And softening through the soles of the feet, resting into the support of the earth. Might maintain an awareness of the body as a whole, throughout this practice, as well as coming into connection with the breath. Wherever the breath is most available to you. Where is the breath offering itself up to you to be known in this moment? In the slight cooling and warming of air at the nostrils, or the gentle expansion and release of the rib cage. The gentle rise and fall of the belly. Let yourself come in close to the breath. Become intimate with it. This precious manifestation of life literally moving through us. coming home to this next breath. As if it's the most interesting thing in the world. Coming in close and knowing just this breath fully, wholeheartedly. coming home to this breath, right here. This precious breath that has never come before, will never come again. This breath that will someday cease entirely. What might it be like to practice these next few minutes as if this could be my last breath? As we come to the final minutes of our practice today, considering how this precious life force moving through us might be utilized, offered in support of a world where the preciousness of all life is valued, cared for, where all beings know a measure of safety, peace, and ease. Where all life is free from suffering. May it be so. So to begin this session on the third remembrance, I offer a poem by Grace Butcher entitled Learning from Trees. If we could, like the trees, practice dying, do it every year, just as something we do, like going on vacation or celebrating birthdays, it would become an easy part of us as our hair or clothing. Someone would show us how to lie down and fade away as if in deepest meditation, and we would learn about the fine dark emptiness, both knowing it and not knowing it, and coming back would be irrelevant. Whatever it is the trees know when they stand undone, surprisingly intricate, we need to know also, so we can allow the last thing to happen to us as if it were only any ordinary thing. Leaves and lives falling away, the spirit, complex, waiting in the fine darkness, to learn which way it will go. So this third remembrance and the language we've been playing with this time around is, you know, this earth body is of the nature to die. There's no way to escape death. There's no way to escape dying. And the remembrance in and of itself is one of the ways we practice dying. You know, like this poem is pointing to, what if we could practice? The trees practice a version of this every year as they shed their leaves and settle into dormancy, you know, and we too benefit from cycles of practice. And so the repetition of this remembrance, of all the remembrances, but this remembrance, or the holding of it as a precious inquiry or contemplation, helps our heart practice to open to, this dimension of reality, this dimension of impermanence that's inescapable, right? John Glenn, in his years of being a senator, once said something like, the death rate per capita is still one per person. You know, it's like most of us might be able to cultivate some sense that death happens, right? It's like it's all around us. Flowers die, you know, we're cleaning the windowsill and here's a dead fly. You know, many of us have buried beloved pets and people in our lives. And it's interesting, even with all that awareness of death, we often have this little bubble of like insulation around this earth body. Like, you know, we often live as if we don't have death on our shoulder. You know, we all arrive and with a one-way ticket, right? And we don't know when the ride ends. Death is certain. The time of death is uncertain.